Man, I gotta hurry up and get there. I don't see no cabs nowhere. Wait. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah,
taxi. Just as fast as you can, taxi, before my lady puts me down. Please won't you hurry, can't you see she's got me worried? I don't want to lose her love. Don't want to lose her. The call town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some passion left. Yes, I have now. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop for me to run it and get your engine honey. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her with the pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got. I just need her, and oh, I know it grieves her.
Everybody to know that soul music is not just something that appeared and disappeared. It is here to stay, and it's coming in so many forms. We have soul singers out here now like Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce and Maxwell and, I mean, Joe and Tyrese and R. Kelly. And, I mean, there's still a wealth of them out here, and we're looking for some more. Because soul is something that sinks into the fabric of the whole country. And last week we looked at a lot of different things. This week we want to look at some of the soul singers that we probably talked about previously, and I would like to pay homage to them. One is, I haven't got any kind of music on him at this point, but I'd like to say hello to the family of the late, great Isaac Hayes, known in Soul Town as Bubba Lee. And we want his family to know that we recognize him as being one of the greatest soul singers ever, and that was proven out by his tenure in the business, his music that he produced and wrote and sung, performed and everything. I mean, he was a great music person, late Isaac Hayes. We want to look at him, and, you know, we just, some of the people, you know, I mean, that were going to school. Matter of fact, these guys were going to school in Memphis. You know, David Porter, who was Isaac Hayes' writing partner for years. They wrote songs for Sammy Dave, Hold On, I'm Coming, and Soul Man. And they wrote songs for the Staple Singers, If You're Ready, Come Go With Me. And I mean, they wrote some great songs, and, you know, for some great artists, and Isaac became one of the greatest artists ever, and one of David Porter's alumni and schoolmates, Maurice White. We hoping that he's doing great now, and I mean, he's one of the great composers and performers of all time, producers. He's one of the greats also that we would have to pay homage to. And, you know, and like I said, Homer Banks, who was my partner in music and was also one of David Porter's and Maurice White's alumni from high school at Booker T. Washington High School in Memphis, the Warriors. We just want to pay them our homage and tell them, hey, man, job well done. You did it. I mean, you came from minimal backgrounds and became some of the greatest composers and artists and writers in the world. And we want to thank you for what you gave us here. So, you know, Maurice, him and his brother Verdeen were two musicians. Maurice went on and played with some of the great blues artists in Chicago. He also, you know, played with the great Ramsey Lewis for a while. I mean, and which it had to be a thrilling situation to get with someone so great that epitomizes professionalism in the music industry. And, you know, we want to play one of Maurice's songs that he wrote and, you know, made a lot of people feel good about themselves. And that was the kind of music that he wrote and the kind of music that he writes, still writing. But these are some of the hits that one of the hits that he wrote from back in the day. Now, I was probably a freshman in college, and it was a great time. Here's Maurice White with his brother and the rest of the group. Keep your head to the floor. day. Maurice White at Earth, Wind, and Fire. Here they go again. It's September on this one. One of the greats from the soul music era, Earth, Wind, and Fire, the elements of the universe. This era was very, very impactful in America. And one of the great voices from the soul music era was the civil rights voice, Dr. King. Here's one of his speeches, which I try to get one in every week, just to kind of hear what he was talking about. But the great, late Dr. Martin Luther King.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators. But we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
The great camp meeting in heaven. The late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. He's one of the people that came out of the soul music era, expanded for the soul music era, but was assassinated during the soul music era. And that just kind of lets you know what kind of turbulence was going on in the soul music era. But it was a great era. And we had some great people in that era. And Dr. King always said that if he just wants people to know what he did and what he did, he tried to do right. He tried to do right.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. And every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want to say it? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. And every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the Master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
That's the way we remember you, Dr. King, and the drum major for peace and love. And here's a voice from the soul music era that everybody remember. I remember him especially from when we almost did an album, a joint album on Aretha Franklin with Soundtown, a world production. Homer was mainly contacted, well, he contacted me, and they wanted to do a Luther Vandross to do the B-side or the A-side one. I'm not sure. One of the sides of the album wanted Homer and his group to do the other side. So, but we never did get it done. We had too many things on our plate. We had new artists signed to the label, Sheridan Brown and Randy Brown and Jay Black, so many others that we didn't get a chance to do it. But here's the late, great Luther Vandross.
Fell asleep late last night, and I dreamed that the night is almost half the day away. I just got up so that I could hear her say, she's still in love, and no one could take her love away. Ooh, love wakes me up every day, and I thought no one could ever make me feel this way. It fills me up every time.
one of the excerpts from the late great Luther Vandross. Here's another one, so amazing. Late, great Luther Vandross. So amazing to be loved. Here's another voice from the soul music era, the great Sam Cooke. Change is gonna come.
It's been a long, a But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movies. Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
Once again, the late, great Dr. King.
We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. Though I join hands so often with students and others behind jail bars singing it, we shall overcome. Sometimes we've had tears in our eyes when we joined together to sing it, but we still decided to sing it. We shall overcome. No, before this victory's won, some will have to get thrown in jail some more, but we shall overcome. Don't worry about us. Before the victory's won, some of us will lose jobs, but we shall overcome. Before the victory's won, even some will have to face physical death. But if physical death is the price that some must pay to free their children from a permanent psychological death, then nothing shall be more redemptive. We shall overcome. Before the victory's won, some will be misunderstood and called bad names and dismissed as rabble-rousers and agitators, but we shall overcome. And I'll tell you why. We shall overcome because the arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice. We shall overcome because Carlyle is right. No lie can live forever. We shall overcome because William Cullen Bryant is right. Truth crushed to earth will rise again. We shall overcome because James Russell Lowell is right. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future. Behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own. We shall overcome because the Bible is right. You shall reap what you sow. We shall overcome. Deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome. And with this faith, we will go out and adjourn the councils of despair and bring new light into the dark chambers of pessimism. And we will be able to rise from the fatigue of despair to the buoyancy of hope. And this will be a great America. We will be the participants in making it so. And so as I leave you this evening, I say, walk together, children. Don't you get weary. There's a great camp meeting in the corner.
Every now and then, I guess we all think realistically,
yes, sir,
about that day when we will be victimized with what is life's final common denominator. That's something that we call death. We all think about it, and every now and then I think about my own death, and I think about my own funeral, and I don't think of it in a morbid sense. Every now and then I ask myself, what is it that I would want said? And I leave the word to you this morning. If any of you are around when I have to meet my day, I don't want a long funeral. And if you get somebody to deliver the eulogy, tell them not to talk too long. Every now and then I wonder what I want them to say. Tell them not to mention that I have a Nobel Peace Prize. That isn't important. Tell them not to mention that I have 300 or 400 other awards. That's not important. Tell them not to mention where I went to school. I'd like somebody to mention that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to give his life serving others. I'd like for somebody to say that day that Martin Luther King Jr. tried to love somebody. I want you to say that day that I tried to be right on the war question. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try to feed the hungry. I want you to be able to say that day that I did try in my life to clothe those who were naked. I want you to say on that day that I did try in my life to visit those who were in prison. I want you to say that I tried to love and serve humanity. Yes, if you want to say that I was a drum major, say that I was a drum major for justice. Say that I was a drum major for peace. I was a drum major for righteousness. And all of the other shallow things will not matter. I won't have any money to leave behind. I won't have the fine and luxurious things of life to leave behind. But I just want to leave a committed life behind. And that's all I want to say. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word of song, if I can show somebody he's traveling wrong, then my living will not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian, or if I can bring salvation to a world once wrought, if I can spread the message as the master taught, then my living will not be in vain. Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or your left side. Not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side. Not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make of this old world a new world.
Late, great Dr. Martin Luther King. Here's one of the soul children, Jay Blackfoot.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari through the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there. Made his way out to the west coast.
City, Jay Blackfoot, one of the soul music era's great vocalists from the Soul Children originally, and being on solo with Jay Blackfoot, we're going to bring in Miss Shirley Brown and Leave the Bridges Standing. Okay, taking a few minutes here, but that was one of the great voices from the soul music era, and we definitely want to make sure everybody hears this Jay Blackfoot. Where to see. So.
Do not adjust the sound on your stereo. There is nothing wrong with your set. For the next 34 minutes, I will control what you hear and feel. You're about to be taken on a musical safari to the most ferocious jungle known to man. The jungle where the hunter is often captured by the game. This is the city, and you are there.
Okay. She have no regrets. Next week, we are going to feature some more soul music and some more sounds and some more names and some more artists from the soul music era. As we do every week, we wish you love, peace, and soul. And here is Shirley one more time. Shirley Brown.
You're all-